Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to real-life recovery from the chaos of social media. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, just trying to keep up with everyone else's highlight reels? You know that feeling when your feed is a non-stop barrage of seemingly perfect lives, vacations, and achievements? Yeah, me too. And let's be honest, sometimes it can leave us feeling pretty anxious, right? This isn't about quitting social media altogether, heck, I use it too. But it's about finding that sweet spot where you can connect without letting those pesky anxieties creep in. Today, we're diving into some practical tips to help you navigate the digital world without losing your cool. First up, let's talk about recognizing the triggers. Pay attention to what sends your anxiety levels soaring. Is it seeing specific people's posts? Certain types of content? Once you know your triggers, you can start taking steps to minimize their impact. Unfollowing accounts that consistently leave you feeling inadequate or envious is a great place to start. Remember, social media should be a source of connection and inspiration, not a breeding ground for comparison and self-doubt. Next, set realistic expectations. Let's face it, those Instagram perfect lives? They're often carefully curated snippets of reality. Don't fall into the trap of comparing your everyday struggles to someone else's highlight reel. Remember, everyone's journey is different, and what you see online doesn't necessarily reflect the whole picture. Speaking of expectations, try setting some boundaries for yourself. Decide how much time you want to spend on social media each day and stick to it. Use those built-in timers or apps that help you track your usage. They can be a lifesaver. And remember, it's perfectly okay to take breaks. Disconnect regularly and engage in activities that nourish your soul, like spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or simply enjoying the quiet moments. Now, let's talk about content curation. Make an effort to follow accounts that inspire you, educate you, or simply make you laugh. Surround yourself with positivity. When you consciously choose what you consume, you can create a more fulfilling and less anxiety-provoking social media experience. Finally, remember to focus on real-life connections. Social media can be a great tool for staying in touch with friends and family, but it shouldn't replace genuine human interaction. Make time for face-to-face conversations, go out with friends, and nurture your relationships offline. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer, constantly found herself scrolling through Instagram, comparing her work to the seemingly perfect portfolios of other designers. Every post felt like a reminder of how far behind she was. This constant comparison led to crippling anxiety and a serious case of imposter syndrome. She started doubting her talent and questioning her worth. Sound familiar? But Sarah took a step back, unfollowed those accounts that were triggering her anxiety, and started focusing on the positive aspects of her work. She joined online communities of supportive designers who celebrated each other's achievements and offered constructive feedback. She also made a conscious effort to spend less time scrolling and more time pursuing projects that truly excited her. Guess what? Sarah rediscovered her passion for design, built her confidence, and even landed a dream job. By taking control of her social media experience, she transformed her anxiety into motivation and achieved something incredible. So, remember, you're not alone in this journey. Social media can be a powerful tool, but it's up to us to use it wisely. Be mindful of your triggers, set boundaries, curate your feed, and prioritize real-life connections. It's about finding that balance, staying connected without losing yourself in the digital world. Ready to take control? Start by identifying those things that trigger your anxiety. Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling inadequate or envious. Then, make a conscious effort to fill your feed with positive, inspiring content. And most importantly, remember that social media is just one small part of your life. Don't let it define you. Until next time, keep scrolling with intention and stay authentic.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.